Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, gents. Listen up. Today we're diving into something crucial. Boundaries. You know, those invisible lines we draw around ourselves to protect our energy, time, and sanity. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? Like a walking, talking open door policy? We all need a little, no, in our lives, a little, that doesn't work for me. Trust me, setting healthy boundaries is not selfish, it's self-respect, pure and simple. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and start rummaging through your stuff, right? Your personal space, your time, your energy, those are valuable resources too. It's about knowing what you're willing to give and what you need to hold back. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a hermit, guys. Healthy boundaries are all about balance. It's about saying yes to the things that truly matter and no to the rest. So how do we build these boundary-building muscles? Let's break it down. First off, identify your needs. What drains you? What makes you feel resentful or overwhelmed? Maybe it's constantly being asked for favors, taking on too much responsibility at work, or even dealing with negativity from certain people. Figure out those triggers. They're your first clues to where boundaries need to be set. Next, communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush. Practice saying no politely but firmly. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation every time you decline something. A simple, thanks for thinking of me, but I'm not able to do that right now, can be enough. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think about it like this. You wouldn't put dirty fuel in your car and expect it to run smoothly, right? Treat yourself the same way. Nourish your mind, body, and soul with things that bring you joy, energy, and fulfillment. Now, let's talk about consistency. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing. They're an ongoing practice. You might need to reevaluate them as your life changes and your priorities shift. Stay flexible, but stay firm in your commitment to yourself. One last thing. Remember that setting boundaries can be tough at first. It takes courage, especially if you're used to people-pleasing or putting others' needs before your own. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more empowered, more respected, and ultimately happier with yourself. Okay, let's paint a picture. Imagine this. You've got a friend who constantly calls you late at night to vent about their problems. It's draining your energy and interrupting your sleep. Now, instead of feeling obligated to answer every call, you set a boundary. You say something like, "Hey man, I love supporting you, but after 9 p.m. I need some quiet time to recharge. Can we catch up tomorrow?" Quote dot. Boom. You just established a healthy boundary. It's respectful, it's clear, and it protects your well-being. So, remember guys, setting boundaries is not about shutting people out. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive. By defining what you need and communicating it clearly, you're taking control of your life and living with more intention and purpose. It's time to reclaim your power, one boundary at a time. Go out there, set those lines in the sand, and watch your life transform. Don't forget to share this episode with your buddies and let me know what you think on social media. Until next time, keep it real, keep it strong, and remember, you deserve to be happy and fulfilled.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.